Well, hello, everyone. This is Soup Pod with your host, Teresa Parker. And I thought I'd just riff on a few subjects, name a few things that have been going on out there in the world and here close at home. Let's start with these mass shootings. Okay. I don't come by these deductions via political reasoning. I do not think video games have anything to do with it. And I do not think that mental health specifically has something to do with it. Although I think if you do this sort of thing, you gotta be nuts in the colloquial way we think of it. But no, I don't think clinically we have to be. And, you know, because other countries have lots of crazy people. True blue crazy people. Lots of other countries have video games. What they don't have is guns. And my personal feeling on the subject is get rid of those, ban the assault rifles again, as they were before, I think it was Bush to let that lapse. That needs to come back, and I think that'll do a lot. And there are ways around people already having these things. You regulate those guns. That's how you, once you ban the ARs. That's what I, how I feel about that. My heart goes, of course, goes out to all the victims. You know, I've seen dead bodies and I've seen blood and guts, and I couldn't even imagine what that would be like on that sort of a scale. PTSD, hello, in one day. And those people will never be the same. Their families will never be the same. Their loved ones will never come back. And we're still stuck here in this stupid cycle of thoughts, prayers, and time lapsing and more. So be kind to each other, at least. If we're going to live in this sort of world where you got to find the exits when you come into a restaurant and figure out where you're going to dive and how you're going to get out if somebody does come to the front or the back, depending on where you're seated, you know, we're still there. So until we can get past having to do all those things, yeah, we're sort of running in circles, aren't we? That's what I think about that. I have guns. I'm not against the Second Amendment in any way, shape, or form. I use my guns for the same way that most people do. They're in a safe, and if I need one to dispatch a rattlesnake too close to the house, or, God forbid, secure my house because of an invasion, I will have that means. But, yeah, let's move on to the next thing. Hey, this is a funny segue. I and my friends have put together a Facebook page called La La Land Ghost Hunters. La La Land Ghost Hunters. You'll find it in Facebook, and it was just a way for us as, because this is something that we've done together for many years, over a decade now, I think. And, we like to do, and we like to help people along those lines. So if you know of anybody that's got a haunted house in Hollywood or close to Hollywood adjacent, we want to stay in that general vicinity. We're looking for people who need our help, and we're pretty discreet, I'd say 100%. We don't let anybody know where we're going or where we've been. We usually do write something up, you know, about our findings, but we never use names and nothing identifiable. More like there was an intelligent haunting here and, you know, it said XYZ or whatever. Or maybe it didn't say anything at all. But that's the sort of thing that we're sort of leaning towards, helping folks out in that general vicinity. It's a lot of fun. Ghost hunting is a lot of fun. It's exhilarating, really, especially when you make contact. And we all have at different times. I've seen some crazy stuff. And if you visit my first few podcasts, you'll hear all about them. I see ghost dogs. Not kidding. Let's see. Oh, the auditions are picking up. That's always good. I'm an actor, so that helps. You know, I'm still looking to book something to write home about, but I'm getting there, and I'm also producing my own stuff. That is a segue to a new short that I've written, and I plan to star in, of course. Hey, if you're not getting bookings, do it yourself, and get a body of work that you can show others so that you can get those bookings. Speaking of film, I really liked Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I am a lover of the 60s and 70s, the decades I grew up. And it was really cool. They did a really good job with staying very true to the era, late 60s. And I don't know, I thought the writing was great. I thought the acting was really good. I really, really liked that aspect. Casting. I didn't think I would like, Margot, who plays, Sharon Tate. She did a great job. She captured the essence, I think, if you will, of the carefree, happy girl that was Sharon Tate. I'm not going to give away any of the movie other than just to say it was just very good and I really liked it. And if you're a fan of the eras of 60s and 70s and that general time frame, you're going to like this film. Even if you didn't like anything that you saw before from Quentin Tarantino, and it's not a typical blood and guts stuff. There's some graphic stuff in it, but it's not what you think, and it is not how you'd expect it, for sure. You won't be dissatisfied. You won't be coming out of the movie theater thinking you should get your money back. I don't think you're going to feel that way. I don't know if you guys know this, but our ranch is actually open for filming. You know, we go on a sliding scale, you know. Obviously, if you have a decent budget, you're going to pay a little more than somebody who's maybe an independent person trying to make their own film. You know, I take that into consideration. I think it would be cold-hearted and cheap if you had a big, huge budget and you paid nothing, basically, to come here, which I wouldn't allow. But I mean, you know, if you wanted to do it that way, I don't think that would be right. You should definitely pay a little more if you got a little more. Pay a little less if you got a little less. I'm not trying to gouge anybody. In fact, we've let people do it for free on occasion. Sometimes we work deals out. Just depends. But we're called Bellicosa Ranch. We do have our own page on Facebook, the Bellicosa Ranch. Bellicosa, COSA, Ranch, not Casa. That's Spanish. This is actually Italian. Bellicosa for beautiful thing. We're in the high desert, western side of the Antelope Valley in L.A. County. We're just a few miles off of the L.A. County line to the north. And after that is Kern County. So if you're looking for an area that can look like other spaces, come on out here. We've had several movies shot out here. I think we shot like 4, 5, 6 films out here already. And we've had several other filmmakers come out and scout in the process of their pre-production. And if you need an old truck, no older than 91, my truck can be in it. I just got our truck back. We just got our truck back from the shop. It blew a water pump, and I had a gentleman who's near us, who's a handyman, come out and tear it all apart. We got halfway there, but then some bolts got stuck and snapped off, and was no one's fault other than, you know, the crappy parts they put into trucks, where some of it's like aluminum, pot metal sort of stuff, and others, you know, stainless, and the bolts just basically weld inside the cheaper parts over time with rust. So it took a long time to get that truck fixed. I think it was because of the unknown. And one of the reasons that kept me from taking it in is because I thought I had to pay for towing. I didn't want to do that. And I wasn't sure how much it was going to cost. And, you know, at the movie production money I was putting out, you know, this past fall. And so it just sat. It sat and sat and sat until recently when we got that darn thing fixed, and it has come in so handy. We've used it to move some stuff around on the property, used it to take our cans in our recycling, and hey, here's a plug for recycling. Most of the stuff we had was cans, but we had the whole back of the truck was filled. But the part that really pays is the aluminum cans, and we crush ours, so that makes for heavy bags. So we had several heavy, heavy bags of that stuff. We got $85. We needed a new coffee maker. Got rid of our Keurig. I got sick of doing it that way. I just hate taking that. I don't know. I just don't like the process. I didn't think it was that great anyway. But hey, somebody need a Keurig, hit me up. We'll clean this one up and give it to you. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just, we just literally wanted to try the old coffee pot again. Go old school. Makes more in one shot. I just hate having to keep come back for each cup. And if that's all you drink, no big deal. I don't even drink caffeine anymore. How about that, you guys? Well, that's not true. I drink it in sodas if I have one. But I just trace amounts with decaf now. So really more for my GERD, as it were, GERD, reflux stuff. And speaking of reflux, man, that's been an up and down battle here for me lately. I've been having some chest pains over the last few years, and I just assumed it was, I didn't even know what it was, to be honest. I didn't think it was heart related. Well, could have been heart related, I guess. I've had some tests recently, and I go for another one Thursday, and that's the big one. It's called a nuclear stress test, basically to make sure your heart is functioning properly. Because I have a very low heart rate. That is a fact. I have bradycardia. It's just natural for me to have a low heart rate. And I've not been told by anybody that there's anything wrong with my heart. It's just natural for me. But I'm doing this other test just to be on the safe side. Because I did have those chest pains. And now I know what the chest pains are. They're freaking, you know, reflux. That's just how I roll these days in my old age. I can still eat hot stuff, but it has to be early in the day. No kidding. That's what people with GERD have to do. They've got to plan what they're eating. I have tried in vain to heal from it. Apparently, it's just an ongoing situation with me. But I know what I can and cannot eat. And so, you know, if I eat something I shouldn't, I pay for it, but I know I'm going to pay for it, and then I take measures. I actually take enzymes for digestion, and that seems counterintuitive, I know, putting acid in where you've maybe got too much. But really, it has worked for me. Every time I eat a meal of any substance, especially proteins, I take one of those pills, and man, it really does help. And it keeps the GERD down because your body goes, oh, I've got help here. I don't have to keep making this stuff. I think that's part of the problem. Your body just makes too much of it. If you can help it by giving it some, hey, all the better. And from acid to filmmaking. You know, my film, Snakeskin, is going to be playing in October. October 5th, to be exact, at 11 a.m. to 12 a.m. at the first short block at the other Venice Film Festival in Venice, California. If you want tickets, hit me up personally. You know how to find me. I mean, I can't give you free tickets, but I can tell you where to get them. I had to pay for my own ticket to go see my own film. I hate that. But that's how it goes. but if you want to go see the film, it stars myself, Dean England, and about eight or so more people in the cast. They're all wonderful. They all worked really hard for pittance, literally. And yeah, I've got a great director, Ben Howard. He is an up-and-comer. Keep your ears on that guy and your eyes on that guy. A great DP and whole crew. Everybody was wonderful. If you go see the film, You'll see what job they did for us and who they played, and or you can look us up on IMDb under Snakeskin. And then you can see who's who in a zoo. And I appreciate any support that you give us, which is fantastic, always. I had great people who came on board and helped me finish my film editing, gave me some money for that, and that was just beautiful. And I love you all for that. I hope you guys can make it, too. I hope the majority of people who gave money can also come see the film, see this, what you helped make. That would be lovely. Well, I've gone through my list, and I've made 15 minutes. I think that's quite enough to sit here and talk about a whole hell of a lot of nothing. So thanks for listening. This is Soup Pod with your host, Teresa Parker, and I'll think of something a lot more fun maybe next time than talking about guns. Yeah. God bless those souls. All right. Thanks, guys, for listening. Love you. This has been Soup Pod, your host, with your host, Teresa Parker.